Stephen William Hawking was a marvelous explorer. He explored black holes. He explored the universe and how it began. He explored the laws that govern the universe and govern all it contains. Isaac Newton famously said, "If I've seen further, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants." And Newton did see further, discovering laws of mechanics, optics, and gravity. Hawking, like Newton, guided the course of science through great discoveries, laws of black holes, and laws of cosmology. But Hawking's greatest impact, I think, were the questions with which he challenged us, questions about black holes, their information, and their entropy. For 40 years, we physicists have struggled with his questions. They seem to be keys to help unlock the most difficult mystery that we have ever tackled, our quest to understand the laws that governed our universe's birth, the laws of quantum gravity. We remember Newton for answers. We remember Hawking for questions. And Hawking's questions themselves keep on giving, generating breakthroughs decades later. When ultimately we master the quantum gravity laws and fully comprehend the birth of our universe, it will be by standing on the shoulders of Hawking. Stephen and I were very close friends for 43 years. He was by far the most stubborn friend I ever had. He absolutely refused to let his physical disability get in the way of doing great science or get in the way of having great fun. In the early 1970s, as his motor neuron disease progressed, he gradually lost the use of his hands and so also lost the ability to manipulate long formulas with pencil on paper. This should have been devastating, since mathematics is the language in which are written all the laws of nature. But Stephen transformed this loss into a powerful advantage. He taught himself to do mathematics without pencil, paper, and formulas. In their place, he manipulated in his mind images of geometric shapes, of ribbons, curves, cubes, and spheres, of topological images like a coffee cup transforming into a donut. His flowing mental images gave him insights that nobody else could find. They underlie his discoveries that black holes always grow and that our universe must have been born in a Big Bang singularity. Stephen had a fabulous sense of humor. It infused his lectures and his private conversations. As I watched him assemble a sentence laboriously, word by word, at 2 words per minute, I often didn't know till nearly the end whether he was producing a pearl of great wisdom or an off-the-wall joke. Though Stephen and I shared the quest to understand the universe, our private conversations turned from science to matters of life, love, and death. Stephen's love for life was legendary. His joyous grin was contagious as he helicoptered through the Grand Canyon in Arizona. His grin was contagious at a gala ball as he twirled his wheelchair in an ecstatic dance. And in Antarctica, as he drove his chair out of the hold of a C-130 aircraft into the snow in the depths of the Antarctic winter. Stephen William Hawking inspires us by his joyous life, by his courage, his stubbornness, and his creativity. He inspires by his love for family and loyalty to friends. He inspires, above all, by his scientific discoveries and his challenging questions for scientists of today and of the future. He has earned a special place in the hearts of admirers worldwide and a special place here in Westminster Abbey alongside Isaac Newton.